Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
This is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 148. Today is March 19th, 2013. Today's topic, what's the difference between intuition and occurrence? The question frequently arises, how can I tell the difference between occurrence and the following other phenomena that seem like occurrence? 1. Making conscious assessments about the events. 2. Positive thinking or affirmations. 3. Random thoughts. 4. Alternative interpretations. And 5. Intuition I have about events. Let me briefly describe each and explain how each is different. If you're able to distinguish your occurrence from the other phenomena and dissolve the occurrence, you can create your moment-to-moment experience of life. To begin with, let me explain what I mean by reality or events. Events are what actually happens in the world. What you know through your five senses, especially what you can see or hear. What you usually could capture on a video recording. Sometimes reality can't be seen because it's inside your mind, such as thoughts, memories, projections of the future, and physical sensations. We can give meaning to both external and internal reality. In other words, to events that occur out there in the world and to those that happen in your mind. All of the phenomena listed above, the ones I talked about, are different ways of relating to reality or events. So occurrences are meanings that you have automatically and unconsciously given to events as they happen. A crucial aspect of occurrences is that they feel like the truth to us. They seem like part of reality to us. We have to look carefully to distinguish them from actual events in reality. I've written about and talked about occurrences on several occasions before. Take a look at earlier podcasts, earlier blog posts, especially take a look at MortyLefkoe.com, important-improvement. Occurrences are very different from conscious assessments, which consist of consciously looking at reality and asking ourselves, what are some of the possible implications of, and what would be the best way to deal with the events? For example, imagine a friend walked into a room you're in and didn't say hello or even acknowledge your presence. One possible occurring might be, he's angry with me. If that were your occurring, it would seem to you as if he really is angry with you. After dissolving the occurring, you'd realize that all that actually happened is he walked in and didn't pay attention to you. Then you could consciously ask yourself, what could his behavior mean? You might conclude that it could mean he's angry, or he's distracted, or upset, and doesn't want to talk to anyone, or deep in thought, doesn't want to get off track, etc. At which point you could deal with the reality of what actually happened by walking over to the friend and asking if he's okay, or waiting until later if you think waiting would make sense. An assessment about an event that's made consciously, that's clearly an assumption and doesn't feel like the truth, is different from an occurring which is made unconsciously and which does feel like the truth. When you act on a conscious assessment, you realize you do not know for sure what an event really meant or the best way to deal with it, so you investigate to find out. When you act on an occurring, you're certain what an event meant because you perceive your occurring as reality. And because occurrences are always meanings that exist only in your mind, acting as if they're the truth is likely to get you into trouble. Positive thinking is an attempt to convince yourself of something positive when you really think something negative. In other words, with affirmations, you don't dissolve a negative occurring and then create a positive meaning in its place. Instead, you try to cover the negative occurring with a positive thought through force and repetition. The theory is, if you say something enough times with sufficient positive energy behind it, you'll convince yourself that it's true. Unfortunately, this rarely works. You still have your original negative occurring underneath the positive affirmation, which will affect your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. In fact, the very act of saying to yourself in the mirror, I'm good enough, over and over, often creates the opposite effect to the one you want. Why? Because people who really thought they were good enough would not be standing in front of a mirror trying to convince themselves of that. The only people who would take that type of action are people who really didn't think they were good enough and were trying to convince themselves otherwise. In other words, the very act of saying repeatedly that I am good enough actually implies that I'm not. Positive thinking, which is an attempt to convince yourself of something you feel isn't true, has nothing to do with dissolving occurrings or forming conscious assessments. The purpose of using alternative interpretations is to realize that the meaning you gave an event is not the truth, but only one of several possible interpretations. You're not trying to convince yourself that any of the alternative interpretations is correct and your meaning is wrong. By definition, an occurring seems to us to be the truth, part of reality, a fact. Alternative interpretations help us to realize that an occurring is only one of many possible ways to view an event and is not the truth. The primary difference between a random thought and an occurring is that the occurring seems like it is reality. It seems like the truth. A thought is usually seen as just an idea in our mind and does not necessarily seem to be the truth. Occurrings are always related to events. In other words, they're the meaning we give specific events. Thoughts are not necessarily related to anything. Moreover, just like we have certainty about reality, we have certainty about our occurrings, which we think are the truth. When we have thoughts, we don't assume that they're the truth. A thought would not necessarily produce an emotion. An occurring often does. Another phenomenon that can be confused with occurrings is intuition. Intuition is a type of knowing that usually doesn't depend on the five senses. It's a feeling about something that seems to be true. According to Wikipedia, it is, quote, the ability to acquire knowledge without inference or the use of reason, close quote. Because an intuitive thought can seem like the meaning you're giving an event, it can sometimes be difficult to distinguish between intuitive thoughts and an occurring. Usually, intuitive thoughts don't have the certainty that occurrings do, although in some situations they might. I think that after making a concerted effort to identify occurrings and distinguishing them from events several hundred times, you'll get to the point where they feel different from intuition. But you still might not always know the difference. Even if you're not always able to distinguish occurrings from intuition, you can always make it a practice to distinguish both occurrings and intuition from reality, and then consider anything other than reality something that needs to be taken as tentative and investigated further. Obviously, if it can be dissolved using the LEFCO occurring process, then it likely is an occurring and not intuition. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please post any questions or comments you have about occurrings and the other phenomena that it's sometimes mistaken for on my blog at mortylefco.com. Your comments add value for thousands of readers. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. And if you think that others will find this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the end of the post at mortylefco.com. Don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate up to 3 limiting beliefs at no charge. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty LEFCO's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefco.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.